11. Mike debated leaving everything in his bags, but figured it would make a better impression if he unpacked. It took him half an hour to transfer his clothes into the cabinets and spread his shaving kit around the bathroom sink. He heard footsteps and voices outside and saw Neil and Sasha. They ignored his trailer and headed for their own. His stomach reminded him that he hadn't eaten a meal since Logan Airport back in Boston. He'd passed 11 restaurants and franchises on the way to the complex, but the closest one was almost 2 miles away. He thought about using the new smartphone Reggie had equipped him with to find somewhere closer, but he didn't want to start getting dependent on it. Or addicted. It took him 10 minutes to find the Wendy's, 2 streets up. He put lots of salt and pepper on his fries and ate his chicken sandwich alone at a table. Then he was back at the gray trailer. Part of him wanted to go through the reports he'd been given and start comparing them to what he'd seen. The ants itched at his mind. They were eager to mix, to bring the elements together and watch them seethe. Part of him missed his little apartment and his summer job down in York, doing maintenance work on the rides at the Wild Kingdom Amusement Park, and nights just staring out at the Atlantic while the tourists walked around him. Then the computer tablet chimed from his pillow. He sat on the edge of the cot, tapped his thumb against the screen, and was shown a picture of Reggie's face with his office behind him.
"Hey," said the picture. "It's me."
"Yeah, I know," Mike said. "I'm looking at you."
"Just trying to be polite."
"You're there late."
"Some of us work for a living. You have a good flight?"
"It was okay. Finally got to see the new Hobbit movie. Read some of the files you gave me."
"Some."
"All."
"Stop holding back. I'm counting on you for this."
"Yeah, I know," said Mike. He thought of his quiet classroom, almost 3,000 miles away, filled with books he hadn't read in years. Trying to break a lifetime of bad habits.
"Got your car?"
"Okay, flight. Got the car. Found the place. I'm here now."
"So, how's it going?"
"Oh, great people. All of them." Mike used his toes to pry off his shoes. "I'm expecting the first brick through the window later this evening."
"That bad?"
"I think Bob Hitchcock is willing to let me crawl out of here with only a beating, so he's probably my biggest fan right now."
"Are you always this pessimistic when I'm not around?"
"Well, I'm in a monotone trailer with no appliances and sitting on my one piece of furniture. It deadens the mood a bit." Reggie snorted.
"You see that Amex card?"
Next to the cot was the briefcase Reggie had given him. The smartphone and computer tablet had been in it, along with some other odds and ends. The ants assembled a complete inventory of the contents.
"Yeah, it's a prepaid card," he said. "You've got $15,000 on it for the next 3 months. If you want to drop a couple hundred at Target for a few bookshelves and a microwave, knock yourself out. Just save your receipts."
"How long do I get to keep the card?"
"Until you annoy me too much and I cut you off," Reggie said. "If you need more on it, let me know."
"Thanks.
Perks of the job. Speaking of which, anything yet?"
"Only been here a few hours. I'm still getting a feel for it. They know you've got worries about them, and they have perfectly rational explanations for your worry."
"Anything odd about the tech?"
"I still don't know enough about what they're doing." Mike set the tablet down, propping it up against the pillow. "Let me ask you something."
"Sure."
"You said you first saw them do this almost 3 years ago, yeah?"
"Just about."
"They did it again for me today."
"Did you do it?"
Mike shook his head. "Olaf Johansson. I watched from the control booth."
"What did you think?"
"You're right. It's damned amazing."
"Told you."
"So why does it need more testing? They've had it working for a year and a half. You saw it months ago. Today's run was number 168 with a human subject. There have been no side effects or dangerous technical glitches. I'd say it works."
"And they say it needs more testing."
"But why? I mean, I gather there's still the time limit issue, but so what?" On the tablet screen, Reggie shook his head.
"I've asked Arthur a dozen times since they first showed it to me. He insists it's not ready to be revealed yet."
Mike could feel the ants itching to get at it in his mind. "And you're willing to release it now?"
"Yes. It takes care of the whole funding issue."
"And they know this?"
"They're not stupid. I would have done it the day after they first showed me, if Arthur hadn't been so insistent about the testing."
Reggie had never been the type to waste time beating around the bush. He'd been slapped for it more than a few times in college.
"Huh," said Mike.
"Wow,"
Reggie said.
"I am so glad I'm paying top dollar for your insight into this little puzzle."
"I'm holding off diving in as long as I can," said Mike. Reggie's face shifted.
"I know. I appreciate you doing this for me."
"You'd better."
"I do. You still want to do it?"
"Yep."
"If you haven't looked at anything yet, you could still back out. I could have you back in Maine in time to watch the sunrise."
Mike picked up the tablet. "I'm going to do it."
"Good, now stop complaining."
"Yes, sir, Mr. Boss Man, sir."
Reggie shook his head.
"You know it's three times as offensive when you speak to a black man that way, right?"
"That was my goal. If it's okay with you, I'm going to lay back on my piece of furniture, singular, watch a movie, and go to sleep."
"Jet lagged?"
"Yeah."
"It's worse when you come back. You stay up until 2 a.m.
"I do that anyway."
"So you'll be staying up until 5.
"I'll call you in a couple of days, let you know how it's going."
"Okay."
Reggie paused.
"I'm glad you're out there, really. Thank you."
"Yeah, you're thanking me now. Wait until you see my bill."
"What bill?" "I just gave you a new tablet."
"Oh, that reminds me." Mike swept his fingers across the screen and ended the session. He tossed the tablet onto the end of the bed, then had second thoughts and shoved it in a drawer. Reggie probably had a way to turn it on remotely. He'd have to go through the tablet's system tomorrow and see what kind of extras were in it. Mike pulled off his shirt and stretched out. The cot squeaked and swayed beneath the thin mattress. After a moment, he rolled the waferish pillow into a cylinder and braced it under his neck. He closed his eyes, blocking off the gray ceiling of the trailer. In his mind, he scrolled back over all the movies he'd ever seen and decided it might be worth watching Captain America: The Winter Soldier again. The darkness behind his eyelids became the flickering Marvel logo. Mike relaxed into the springy cot and immersed himself in the adventures of Steve Rogers, slowing the images whenever Scarlett Johansson graced the screen to search for any resemblance to Olaf.